About 7:30 in the evening and the rooks are just starting to gather. And if we look up above, there's about between 5,000 and 10,000 rooks coming in from perhaps 20 miles away from the fields. The farmland birds are coming in from the fields to roost at night. I don't know if they're just showing off or just having a little bit of exercise before they go to bed, but they'll all come together, and until they're all together they won't go down to the nest. So they're waiting in there until all these birds, as we see more and more coming in, and they're all in the sky, and just as soon as they're all here, and they'll kind of know they're all here, then they'll drop. When you get such huge numbers and they're all sort of showing off and calling and saying who's here and who's not there, so it's only in the evening when you get this, and it's not until it's dead at night, and then there's silence.
Thomas is just leading us into the Robinson Telescope Dome. And the next thing we have to do is to open up the slit so that the telescope can look out through the dome. First of all, we have to move the staircase. And Thomas is going up about 7 or 8 steps. And now he physically has to pull a lever and haul the telescope slit. Nearly done.
So now we have a segment of the night sky there.
My name is Apostolos Christou, also known as Tollis to friends and colleagues, and I am a research astronomer here at the Armagh Observatory. Our next stop for the night is Orion, so you can see the 3 stars that make out the belt.
Yes, I see
of
that.
Orion, and then at almost right angles to it, there's a sort of a pair of stars, and and a faint nebulosity that makes up the sword of Orion. Part of the sword is the so-called Orion Nebula, which is one of the most spectacular objects in the Northern Hemisphere. You can have a look, and you can tell me what you see.
Oh, that is absolutely beautiful, really beautiful. I can see the 3 stars of the belt, but underneath there are 4 little stars in a square, and then there's a kind of miasma around them, a silvery miasma.
What's happening over there is that the gas condenses and makes more stars, so this area of space is one of the areas where stars are forming in our galaxy. This is an example of a stellar nursery.
My name's Ruth Johnson. I'm airport duty manager, and I've just commenced my night shift, first night shift of the week, and I've come in to a delayed flight, delayed until 0500 hours in the morning, which means we have to arrange for facilities to be kept open for the passengers. And the next thing that happens on the night shift then is, after the passenger movements, we have the freight movement at night. And now freight movements are about to start for the evening. And we have all sorts of different types of cargo. We have aircraft engines. We have mail operation. We have the mail operation is a passenger aircraft during the day. And at night time, the seats are removed and it is then a mail aircraft. So it's a great operation and it's financially viable for the airline at the airport.
What's happening is now that they're loading the aircraft with bins, which are mail parcels that are being delivered from here. And this aircraft will leave tonight full, and it'll be reloaded in East Midlands and come back here also full with parcels for Northern Ireland.
Yep. Hey,
to Belgium.
Belgium?
That's where
that's going.
Brussels.
Is it?
Yeah. East Midlands and then Brussels.
Is it taking freight on to Brussels then?
Yeah, it takes more freight over there in East Midlands and then to go on to Brussels.
Right, does it do that every night?
Every night, except for Saturday night and Sunday night.
Okay.
It takes up to about 50 tonne of freight, and it comes in the morning again. We push it out about 20 to 9, and then it comes in the morning again at 20 to 6. So we offload it again and then distribute to all the lorries. So it's not too bad. Keeps us on the job as well.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So I better go and do something anyway. Okay. At the moment, anyway, to get this aircraft out.
Okay, here we are. We're in the Armagh Observatory building itself, and we're going to head our way up onto the observatory roof. That are around the observatory, and we start to see the sky beginning to look nice and dark, and you can see lots and lots of stars. Now, the reason for coming up here to the observatory roof is because this is where we have some of our modern day experiments. This is my experiment, which is known as the Polar Bear Camera. It consists of three essentially cameras, and they're all pointing very close to the North Pole. And they take a picture of the sky every 40 seconds. Doesn't matter what the weather's doing. So we make use of all the small gaps between the clouds. And so the idea behind this telescope is to use the gaps and to record starlight. So that's basically what this telescope is doing. We're measuring starlight. We're measuring the light from about 10,000 stars. They're stars that are very close to the pole star, And so the idea is that we will measure the light from these 10,000 stars every night, all year.
Going to go into the control centre to see Kerry and Malcolm.
Control centre.
Excuse me. Control, Malcolm. How can I help you?
There's quite a few Turkey flights. What flight is it now, Jill?
This is Kerry, by the way.
Belfast International. Hello.
Right, cheers. Bye.
Gate 11.
This is Malcolm.
This is Laura.
This is my third night.
How do you feel?
Completely knackered. It hasn't been too bad now. We were very busy last night with an awful lot of telephone calls, telephone queries about flights, and every call is different. Everybody's a different problem. Everybody has a different scenario. So we have to try and help them as best we can.
So there's no point in the night when it gets quiet for you?
Not really. Between maybe 2 and 3, it wouldn't be too bad. We may have people would tend to start arriving at the airport from about 3 o'clock on for check-in, because most of our flights here would leave from about 5, 6 o'clock on. So you've got a 3-hour lead into that. So you'd have people arriving from 3, people phoning up from 2. And our last flights would be in here at around midnight. And then we have the freighters that come in the early hours. So we do have a continuous run during the night.
Is there something particular about the night shift that you like?
Well, the good thing about the night shift is we don't have any of the management here. So we don't have anybody to come in and we can think about what's going on and get organised and don't have to go in and explain everything to them. So that's the only good thing about the night shift.
Okay, it's dawn and we've just come out to hear the bird song starting. So it's very exciting. It's first thing in the morning, and to be honest, birds don't have anything else to do at this time of day because the insects are all dormant. There's not enough light to search for food, so what they can do is sing for a mate and sing to defend their territories, and that's what they do. So as soon as the first light hits, there's really still, there's really good transmission for their sound to be sung at this time in the morning, and that's when they choose to do it.